Next on The Mole, how the Richmond Progressive Alliance won political power in that California city. This is a recording by Mole Denise Morris of Jovanka Beckles, her talk at the Labor Notes Troublemakers School this spring in Portland.
Union members, as you know, we have to be concerned with everything that goes on in our city and in our cities, as well as in our state. And Richmond Progressive Alliance in Richmond, California, is a really, really interesting and innovative organization that Jovanka has been part of and helped to build. Richmond Progressive Alliance, unlike most political parties or political organizations, isn't just involved in electoral work. They're not just involved with candidates. They are involved with deep, deep grassroots organizing. And that's an unusual organization, and it's something that we think we can all learn from. How a union can participate in both deep organizing and getting people elected who are accountable to us and who come out of our movements. That's what Richmond Progressive Alliance has done. Jovanka also has two jobs. She's a mental health specialist with kids, full-time, and she's full-time on the Richmond City Council, so she's a very busy woman, and she's been a long-time union member. She comes from an immigrant family. She understands a lot about what it is to be displaced, to be marginalized, and to be organized. So let's welcome Jovanka Beckles.
Thank you very much, troublemakers. How many troublemakers we got in this room? So thank you so very much for having me, for the invitation. It truly is a blessing, truly is an honor to be able to spend the weekend with you guys. Labor Notes has been an important pillar in the movement to build power for working people. And today, we continue that work. Here we have an opportunity to tell the compelling stories that represent our communities, build relationships, and organize like our country depends on it. Because how many of us know it depends, our country depends on it, right? We are having some serious issues with the current administration, and we have to stay organized like unlike any other time in history. So I want to first of all thank the work of Labor Notes activists like Mike Parker and Steve Early on the Labor Notes National Policy Committee. They're my neighbors in Richmond, California, where I currently live. And in addition to being responsible for many local victories for working families, they've made sure our stories are told. Yeah. I'm a rank and file union member. Every time I think about that, I get a smile on my face. Because I'm reminded of both the vital work I'm called to do for my community and the sacred institution of solidarity that has and will continue to defend it. I work for Contra Costa County. I'm a member of Team Surge Local 856. My job is working with children who have emotional, behavioral challenges. But we've come to understand that, you know, when children are ill in any way that it is, whether it's emotional, behavioral, physical, we know that we can't just heal that child because it's a child. They have to go back home. And in some cases, they're going back home to some really dysfunctional households. And so if you're going to heal the child, you got to heal the household too. So that's what I do. I work with the children. I work with their families. And every day I get up from bed to face the ways racism and poverty create and magnify trauma. If we really want to raise our kids to lead healthy, productive lives with equal opportunity for all, we must make fundamental changes in the way our society works. That's why in 2008, I chose to run for the Richmond City Council. I understood the need to lead in government, to, as I like to call it, occupy elected office. But we have to do that in order to make fundamental change happen. I ran and lost that year, but I came back 2 years later and won, defeating, as I said, multi-million dollar slates of Chevron-backed politicians because our community chose to embark on the political revolution before it even had that name. So we did some things in Richmond. You can do some things here. Now, 14 years ago, neighbors came together to form the Richmond Progressive Alliance. It formed with a simple purpose: bring together the grassroots energy and resources necessary to run pro-working family ballot initiatives and corporate-free candidates for local office. By working together towards that simple goal, this is what we did in Richmond as we elected corporate-free candidates. We banned the box on job applications for city contractors and public housing. Okay, so how many of y'all don't know what I'm referring to when I say ban the box? Anybody don't know that? You know? Okay.
Yeah.
So ban the box is that little question on applications that says, have you ever been convicted of a felony? Now, we all know as soon as you check that box, you can just take it and that's exactly what's gonna happen. They're gonna do this and throw it in the trash. Yeah. And so we banned that box to give people an opportunity to have healthy lives and to provide for their families. But we also stopped the police checkpoints that harassed our undocumented neighbors and we also instituted the what we call the municipal ID program. Now, what that would do is that regardless of your immigration status, you could get an ID that would allow you to bank, would allow you to fill out applications, et cetera. So the good thing is in California, legislatures did pass law that says even if you're undocumented, you can now get a driver's license. But that's okay because Richmond, we like to take the lead on things and we didn't wait for them. We did it first. And we wanted to protect our residents, so don't wait for somebody else to do what you need to do. Make it happen, brothers and sisters. Make it happen. We also capped emissions at our Chevron Richmond refinery, the single largest point of GHG emissions in California. We're on pace also. This is what we did, electing non-corporate candidates. We also are on pace to have a $15 minimum wage in 2 years. And last fall, we became the first new rent control city in a generation. Yeah. Yes. I'm here. But you can do it, and we're here to help organize. So reclaiming the democratic process, you can imagine, was not easy, but it is straightforward. My community organized a coalition of concerned individuals, activist organizations, unions, and community members willing to come into their power. Richmond organized year-round, always keeping the people trying to win policies and elections working together. We knocked on doors and we published a progressive newspaper. Because in Richmond, Chevron, with their big money, they created something called the Richmond Standard. And so they have hard copies and then they send it out on emails and then there are so many other newspapers that was not really sharing progressive news, like what they were doing to harm us as a community. So we created our own progressive newspaper. It's called the Richmond Sun. So we fought for issues critical to the community, and we challenged the corporate-backed incumbents who refused to change. Labor was there with us. The Richmond Progressive Alliance would not have succeeded without the active support of a number of unions, including SEIU 1021, the California Nurses Association, National Union of Health Workers, NUHW, Amalgamated Transit Union of the 1555, which represents BART in California. Unite Here 2850, primarily hotel and food workers, all right? Ask Me 3299, which is the largest statewide University of California union, representing occupations like janitors, medical technicians, food service workers, groundskeepers. We also had public PEU at Local 1. We also had UPTE CWA 919. And then I see a whole bunch of y'all in here. We also had ILWU. I know there's a bunch of you. I saw you in here. Right on. Shout out to all of you that are here. And so now, of course, by support from the local, by the labor movement, I do not just mean formal endorsements or even money. Those are important, of course, but it's not enough. We need a revitalized labor movement which has the confidence of its membership, because the members are the union.
Hear, hear.
Right? Members can understand the issues, be champions for change among their neighbors and families, and help everyone connect the dots. I want to point out that all of these unions that support us regard themselves as progressive unions who defend immigrants and who consciously are looking to build community alliances. SEIU 1021, a huge local representative, a local representing Northern California, has been very important in our battle. But this wouldn't have occurred without the reform slate of leaders who swept the local elections in 2010 with the commitment to building active community alliances and involving its membership. Our struggles are closely connected. We can't think that we have to make a choice between local politics and building the labor movement. It's not a choice. We absolutely have to do both. We've always been organizing, and now people are a lot more ready to stand up. Your coworkers are starting to see what's coming and to be more open to really join in the struggle. Our communities are seeing the threat and responding with solidarity and a love we have not seen in such numbers and strength in a very, very long time. People are now more willing to sacrifice and to overcome their differences to meet this very real threat. I have to say, our neighbors don't step forward to make sacrifices, though, just because of an intellectual debate. The activist passionate presence is and will remain to be the magnetic core that leads our communities with hopeful and joyful struggle. I'm not worried about winning the factual debate. No, that's not the problem. What we need are more people who wake up every single morning and they listen to music until, or they jog until, or they meditate until they feel the fire for the future. When Richmond was facing bankruptcy, rampant corruption at City Hall, when the police felt like an occupying force, people lacked hope. They felt hopeless. Hopelessness is now thought of as a rational, realistic response to life.
No.
In my mind, that couldn't be further from the truth. But I'm saying that's what people have come to believe in. And the guy, somebody back there said, no, you're right, because that's far from the truth. In my mind, the truth is that banding together and knocking on doors will win back our democracy. That vision is very clear. It gives me and my neighbors hope. And with that passion, we have led each other to a totally new grassroots political reality in Richmond.